Hello, and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center or CCRC often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is communicating your key message in support of the strategic thinking competency. Strategic thinking consists of four components: analysis, communication, problem solving, and planning. Of these components, communication is arguably the most essential skill for strategic thinking. Why? Because in-depth analysis, problem solving, and planning are lost if the strategy is not communicated effectively. In this podcast, we will focus on mastering the instant speech, a powerful and easy-to-remember communication technique. The instant speech formula consists of two elements: a key message and three supporting points. Let's dive into the first element, your key message. What is it, and how do you create it? When it comes to communicating strategy, it is essential to be absolutely clear in the message you want to deliver to your audience, whether your audiences are external stakeholders or within NAVFAC. Your key message is an important overview statement that shares your views about the topic at hand. That sounds quite elaborate, right? Well, your key message is anything but elaborate. It should be simple, general, and even obvious. That's because the job of a key message is not to persuade, not to impress, but to give your audience a preview of what is to come that helps them tune in to the argument and information that follows. So how do you create the key message for your topic and audience? First and foremost, keep it short and simple. Your key message is the biggest, most important, and true statement you can say about your topic. Your key message should not contain any phrases like, because of X, or is due to Y. These types of supporting statements will make up the second half of your instant speech. Let's walk through an example of turning an ineffective key message into an effective one. For this example, our audience's interest is the status of a supply chain. Don't be tempted to overshare information surrounding your key message. As the speaker, you know where your key message is leading, but the audience does not. The pitfall here would be to craft a key message such as the following: we are experiencing several delays in the supply chain because of scheduling conflicts and inclement weather. This can be trimmed down to focus the audience on a single idea, the delays in the supply chain. The following information, because of, should be saved for later. With your key message, you only want to introduce the audience to the most important thing, that there are delays. A more effective and concise key message would be, the supply chain is currently delayed by 6 weeks. Does it seem too simple? That's the point. In this example, the choice is clear. The revised key message focuses your audience and delivers the most pertinent information, which is that the supply chain is delayed by 6 weeks. An easy way to test your message is to ask yourself, if this is the only thing my audience will remember, will I have made my point? If the answer is yes, then you can complete the rest of your instant speech. If the answer is no, or you are unsure, revisit your key message and try a few variations that leave you confidently saying, yes, I will have made my point to the audience. With the key message in hand, let's move on to the second half of your instant speech, your three supporting points. Why specifically three supporting points? Well, the rule of three isn't the law when creating your instant speech, but there is something about having three supporting points that resonates strongly with your audience. Your situation may only call for two supporting points, or it might require four. But in general, three is the target. Using our example key message from before, let's apply the rule of three and fill in our three supporting points. Remember, our key message is the supply chain is currently delayed by 6 weeks. For this example, our three supporting points as to why the supply chain is delayed are 1. Scheduling conflicts with the supplier, 2. Inclement weather, and 3. Staff shortages. Together, the three supporting points provide complete context to your key message and lay the groundwork to expand upon further detail. Now let's put our key message and supporting arguments together with a little bit of conversational padding around it. Good afternoon, everyone. Today we are meeting to discuss the current status of the supply chain. As it stands, the supply chain is currently delayed by 6 weeks, and here is why. First, there have been several scheduling conflicts with the supplier. Second, we have endured severe inclement weather the past 2 weeks. Lastly, recent staff shortages have left us light-handed. The instant speech provides clarity and rhythm about your topic, increasing retention with your audience. Strategic thinking is a complex skill that requires the combination of four foundational skills: analysis, problem-solving, planning, and communication. The importance of strong communication skills cannot be overstated. The instant speech formula is a tool to help you communicate your strategy effectively. When using the instant speech, keep in mind the purpose of your key message and its three supporting points. Your key message is the most important takeaway for your audience. Keep it short and simple, while still making it obvious to your audience what is to come. Your three supporting points, arguments, or topics are what prop up your key message and provide complete context to the task or question at hand. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information about crafting an effective key message and mastering the elements of an instant speech. If you have any questions, please contact your local BD17 representative or contact HQ's BD17 at NAVFACHQ Total Force Development at us.navy.mil. If you are listening to this podcast as part of the Developing a Strategic Vision Independent Study course, please write the following code in your workbook: 8, capital B, R, percent sign, capital D, R.